and welcome to Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. Moggy and Heathcliff joining you this week.
Egads, disaster has struck us here at Joy 94.9. The internet is down. I repeat, the internet is down. I don't even know if our online streams at onair@joy.org.au. Wait, that's our email. Just www.joy.org.au. I don't know if we can get our message out to the community in the wider world. So I guess it might be a bit more local. And if you are listening from out there in the Americas, the Africas, the Europes, and the Australias, and the world in general, well, congratulations. But we really don't know.
We're kind of isolated, and we haven't been able to do our research or get any information.
This sounds really unprofessional, doesn't it?
I usually get the show prepared like a couple of days in advance, or get information, like during the day, but I've been so busy this week.
Doesn't the universe just conspire against you? I've actually came into the studio today to work on an assignment that was due Wednesday, with the intention of printing it out on company property and then spending the time actually working on it. Well, not going to happen. So I'm here presenting the show with Moggy on Joy 94.9, and seeing that we do not have our research and we do not have a plan as such, I think it might be a good opportunity to actually talk about when technology goes wrong. You know what? Sometimes it's great. We've got our Facebooks, we've got our personal organizers, we've got our Microsoft Office and our internets and YouTubes. And I can keep on going on like this, but sometimes it disappears. It all goes wrong, and what happens? It feels ever so much more like 1992. Apocalypse. The apocalypse will come, the Matrix will crash upon itself, and we will all burn in pre-net generation flames.
Situations like this sort of remind us how much we need the internet these days. Like, I was just like clicking, going, refresh, I need my Facebook, I need to check my mail.
Yeah, before the internet, us radio journalists might have actually had to do actual research and journalism, actually calling people and actually finding out. Or we could just pick up our copies of MCV or B News, and but that's not very geeky. That's not very much gay geeky stuff in the gay media. And that's why we're here on Joy 94.9.
The gaming magazine, people actually had to rely on gaming magazines back in the old days.
Yeah, but there were actually gaming TV shows that were out there.
But they were bad.
They were bad, but some of the ones are pretty good. I like Good Game on ABC, on our national broadcaster. But, no, you're not going to listen.
We're in here and now, right now, with Lee Rainbow Rufflecopter.
Yes, it's geeky and it's gay on Joy 94.9. What music do we have lined up for this week's program?
It's another week of a mixed bag.
A mixed bag.
We're going to have mostly upbeat, sort of, lively music to get you through the night.
We're just going to pull out musical tricks out of our hat, and you know what I mean by tricks. Actually, you better call up on 96992949 and tell me what a trick is, because I'm not familiar with the language of the young people. And while you're at it, tell us on the phone, I'll take the call myself, as to what happens when technology goes wrong for you. What happens when the internet goes down? What happens when your mobile phone is flat?
Maybe they should know the phone numbers that they can call.
I said it. It's 96992949. 949 being our frequency on the FM dial, if you still have a dial, which is archaic and not necessary in today's digital world.
Now it's like analog sticks.
Analog sticks. No, analog sticks are good. They're good for gaming and they provide more angles for you to perform 360 degrees of performance. That's what we're talking about. No four-way, no 16-way.
No, I actually like the dying. Do like the D-pad still? No, it's a dying art, especially with the current consoles.
We've got Stephen from Glitter and Tonic giving us tips about how to do our show properly. I think it means turn up the volume. I think it's about time we cut to a track before we get distracted properly. Here on Leet Rainbow Rafflecopter on Joy 94.9. Send in your calls to 96992949. It's your civic duty to do so.
You can catch Leet Rainbow Rafflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.
You're on Leet Rainbow Rafflecopter here on Joy 94.9 with Moggy and Heathcliff here with you for the next 1.5 hours.
I've got a confession to make, Moggy.
What?
I'm an internetaholic.
So am I.
I'm addicted to the internet. And the problem is that I have a terrible problem with procrastination. And when I've got I'm in a path that...
What's that saying?
Idle
hands are the devil's plaything.
Idle hands are the devil's plaything. But when I'm a full-time student at university, and deadlines mean a lot. And what happens is that generally I fall into a trap. And that generally happens every single night. I'll just check my emails, is what I say to myself. And when you check your emails, that's okay. There's a few things there. You reply to it, one, if there's something to reply to. And then you think, better check the Facebook too. And the MySpace. And then you go through the habit. And then you say, check the bear www. Or check all the web forums. Maybe there's a new webcomic out there. And before you know it, 3 hours of your night that you should have been... I should have been dedicating to homework and study has been vanished. Gone. And when I think about it, I think, bloody hell. What am I doing? What happened to my hours? What happened to my evening? And especially since it's getting darker earlier, I just find that my days are just vanishing like sand in my hands, and the internet is only a problem. And I feel that I can speak out about it now while the internet is down at Joy, and I can say it behind its back.
There's only so much you can do in a single day.
There is, and I think I've got to take a stand. I think I've got to say, Heathcliff, no! Don't do it, man! You got valuable things to do. But the thing about the way that education is going at the moment is that it's becoming more and more online. All the lectures are being done online. You got the notes. You got announcements and changes of plan. So even if you want to check up on your study, I generally find that I just try and do something else at the same time, and I end up getting nothing done. Do you fall into that trap, Moggy?
I'm the ultimate procrastinator.
The ultimate procrastinator.
I am lazy as hell, and technology, particularly video games, do not help that a single bit.
Not at all.
I'm so glad I gave away my copy of Persona 3.
Tell me more about Persona 3. Why is that a particular title that ails you?
It's just an incredible time sink. I love it, the bits, but... Yeah, it's an RPG that requires a lot of grinding.
Some games are actually good like that when it comes to grinding, because it becomes a form of modern-day meditation. How you can flick it on and just zone out and do mildly uncomplicated tasks. And again, you kind of snap out of it at the end, and you think, God damn, where did my 5 hours go?
I think the game actually... the main storyline is... 80 hours long.
80 hours? How many days is that? I'm guessing it's about
Yeah, it's about
four or five days straight. And then that's if you take it straight through, you don't.
And that's, of course, if you don't die.
You don't die or beat around the bush or. I think other games that are like that are.
And then there's like the whole the expansion pack which just came out, which adds like, which brings the total time to 120 hours of gameplay.
MMORPGs, they are the epitome of this because they exist in real time. You've got to wait for real people. And
well, Persona 3 isn't an MMO. It's actually a console RPG, which makes it even more amazing. Because many console RPGs have to go for like a good 30 hours and that's it.
I don't want to single out titles, but the amount of times that I've seen people go into the World of Warcraft and get absorbed by it. It's simply staggering, actually.
There are people who are able to get to level 70 in weeks. There are guides out there which tell you how to get to level 70 in. Is it level 70 the max?
70 is the max, but I played that game and I was addicted to it. I mean, addicted to it. I'm ashamed of it because you fall into that one more quest mentality. But quests go for hours, and then my partner would be like, come to bed. It's like, oh, one more quest. I feel very bad about myself. But after a while, World of Warcraft ceased to be quite so popular anymore. But yeah, it's coming back. It's coming back in a big way.
I think World of Warcraft just posted like its earnings for the year. It was in a good couple billion dollars.
Well, when you've got how many? 8 million customers?
No, 20 million.
20 million customers?
Yes.
Each paying around about...
There are 20 million accounts.
Each paying around about $15 a month. Well, not all of them. I'm not too sure how many actually active. But, yeah, the Matrix is not that far away, people. So you'd better get your electrodes out and stick it in just so you can just get used to that feeling.
The MMO revolution is coming.
But it's not World of Warcraft that's going to be the Matrix. It's going to be Second Life. Well, at least that's what it seems to be.
Well, I think that people who are using, there's this whole shift from technology being this whole single user computer, you and the computer experience. Now everybody wants to network and yeah, basically know everybody, meet new people over the internet. And that's why things like Facebook and MySpace and, yeah, MMOs are starting to take off in a big way.
I think a good oxymoron for our modern day is the dying and dwindling internet cafe. Now, a cafe is a place...
They're huge in China still.
Cafes generally are a social place where you go to meet other people. But an internet cafe, it's one where you connect to the world, you connect to the globe, yet you sit at the one chair for hours, look at a screen, and just try and ignore everyone else. It's probably one of the most antisocial places you could probably go, except for a public library or something like that.
There are so many people who just stay there for hours and hours on end. Like, the one I live right near to, the area I live has a 24-hour one, and there's always someone in there, even at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it's more the idea of logging on to the World Wide Web and to a global community, while the local one seems to be neglected and falling apart. And I pose the question to myself, because I fall into this trap, which world do you want to inhabit? Do you want to inhabit the real world, where real things matter, and real discussions and real relationships, or a virtual one where you can have a flame war with someone for hours and days on end without any compromise, talk to people that are on the other side of the world that you'll never meet, and do things that don't particularly matter. But I suppose to answer that question, you've got to be able to look inside yourself and actually question what is important. If, and if you say that your virtual life is more important than your real life one, then maybe you should change. I'm not quite too sure how.
Very deep thoughts there.
Yes, it's a 20 to 2 thought, I believe. I get to that point. I should be working on my essay now, but alas, the internet is down as I so bitcheth.
And one thing I've always wondered is, why are internet cafes so big in China and these Asian countries? Like, do they not have computers of their own or internet access of their own?
I simply cannot answer that question.
Or do they just want the whole environment of a cafe?
Maybe. Well, think about it this way. An internet ready computer is a continuing investment. You've actually got to buy the computer, which is, I don't know, about $600. I'm thinking of it in Australian American terms. I don't know about the Chinese currency, but you've got to pay for the computer. You've got to pay for the internet as well, and that's a maintaining cost. So, and you've also got to pay for software. While it might not necessarily be cheaper in the long run to go to an internet cafe on a regular basis, not having to make that initial payment actually might prove to be beneficial to those people. Otherwise, they wouldn't get it at all.
There are computers coming that to those sort of countries that is going to be incredibly cheap, but they're not made for gaming or anything.
Then what are they made for?
They're maybe just really for really just surfing the internet. Well, basic surfing and getting work done. And
that's what we should be doing. Let's get our hula hoops out and roll them down the street with a stick. And maybe we could get...
back to your old ye times. And we'll get the ye flask.
Ye flask and the medicine balls. And we can throw our medicine balls around.
And jousting.
And joust... No, that's a bit far. It's a bit violent. Jousting is not the Joy 94.9 way.
With video games gone, we need some form of violent entertainment.
Violent entertainment. Now, I challenge the fact that violence is a basic element of humanity. And you know why? Because my lectures and tutors say so in my anthropology course.
Well, your books suck.
My books are wrong. Or at least I'd like to believe that it's not an intrinsic part of humanity. I like to think that maybe somewhere, people could actually learn to get along. And that's what we're going to be doing during the next track. We're going to hug. Yeah. And I recommend that you hug the person next to you. And even if you don't have a person, hug your pet. Not canaries. Canaries aren't good for hugging. But if failing a pet... or if it's an unhuggable pet, fish, not good. Pillow. Get a nice comfy pillow and a rug. And call someone that you love them in the morning.
This is Simple Kind of Life, by No Doubt. You're on Lead to Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, home of the tangent.
You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.
On the line, we have our United States correspondent. Hello, Catton.
Hello.
Yes, she's on the air. And what part of the States do you originate from?
Colorado.
I don't mean to sound patronizing when I say Colorado.
I think of
like
mountains
that.
When I think of Colorado.
I think of the shoes that I wear when I think of Colorado. And South Park. Hopefully that's not the two things you associate Colorado with, Catherine.
It's usually South Park in the mountains, actually.
It's somewhere in between. Actually... the switch that has beep on it, that makes the phone beep, has been switched from on to off.
Yeah, we had a few problems with that last week. So at least something's working tonight.
It's something absolutely so silly, because on our antiquated technology, we've got a switch that says on and off, and with beep next to it in big bold letters. And every so often, it'll be switched from off to on. And if it's on, it'll beep. So I'm winding. I'm long bit the.
Anyway, let's get on to our web fantastic.
Web fantastic.
I actually did manage to research this week.
Yes, something has been prepared. Something's going right. Praise the Lord! Holy web fantastic this week.
Yes, and this one's actually quite good.
You mean the other ones haven't been good?
They all had their own charm.
Is that the kind of way of saying that a mother loves all of his children equally, or her children equally? Yes, what is our web fantastic?
This week is Sad Kermit.
Sad Kermit. Tell me more about this one.
Well, a person, I think he's anonymous, or however you pronounce it, I'm really bad at saying that, has decided to parry Kermit the Frog, the much beloved Muppet. And he's given a whole backstory. Apparently, after Jim Henson's death, Kermit the Frog has gone down in a spiral of sex, drugs, and alcohol.
And Piggy, apparently.
Oh, and yeah, and his obsession with Piggy has skyrocketed. And as to get off, to relieve himself, he sings covers of really sad songs.
Some of the ones that he has done is Creep, as well as...
the original Raid, which was originally done by Radiohead.
Hurt by Nine Inch Nails, also... But this one cover more resembles the one by Johnny Cash, yes. Is it? Was it Johnny Cash?
Yeah, Johnny Cash.
Hallelujah?
Yes, which actually uses the full Jeff Buckley version.
And one of the things that I found quite surprising... when I actually looked this up, is that there's a cover of Kermit's own song, Rainbow Connection, which is grim and depressing and puts a whole different spin on basically every line of lyrics. Now, iTunes has a disclaimer saying that the tempo of a song can change the meaning of it, and I think it's the most clear-cut example of this. Pretty much, it becomes a song about hope and joy to something that more resembles why are people so stupid and why is everything so bleak and why do we hope? And that's what Sad Kermit's all about.
Yes.
It's pretty much sad songs sung by...
And there's also videos on these.
And videos. Site. There are two videos. And Moggy, can you give us an impersonation?
No, I can't do it.
Catton, can you
I think you should. I think you'd do really well.
Come on, Moggy.
You should entertain your listeners.
I'll give it a try if you give it a try.
Yeah. Whee!
That's Elmo, isn't it?
Oh, no, how do we know that?
He goes, yay!
Oh, yeah,
yay! Yay!
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel...
In some songs, he actually gets Fuzzy Bear. Is it Fuzzy Bear?
Yeah, I think it's Fuzzy Bear. Waka 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 waka, which sounds a lot like the Pac-Man noise, actually. So, have you got anything to add about this, Catton? Have you seen this?
I have seen it. and I first laughed, and then I felt bad for laughing, because he seemed so sad and depressed. But, I actually thought it was very clever and entertaining.
Yeah, I think...
They're actually quite good quality covers.
The question that begs to be asked is, what next? I mean, what happens when, say, the Raggy Dolls get pissed off simply because they were rejects and nobody wanted them and nobody liked them and they had to band together? Or what about... Gumby, I bet it's not easy being green and made of plasticine.
On the Sad Kermit MySpace page, he actually has his tagline, "It's excruciatingly painful being green."
Maybe this will be the beginning of something that's a lot bigger. I don't know if it's something that I actually want. We've got a sample of Sad Kermit.
Yes, this is his version of Elliot Smith's Needle in the Hay, which some might remember from the Royal Tenenbaums.
This is Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter with...
On Joy 94.9 with Moggy, Heathcliff, and on the phone from the United States, Colorado, home of Butte, South Park, and Mountains, Captain. You're on Joy 94.9. Yay.
Arm, haystack charm around your neck, strung out and thin, calling some friend, trying to cash some check. He's acting dumb, that's what you've come to expect. Needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay. He's wearing your clothes, head down to toes, a reaction to you. You say you know what he did, but you idiot kid, you don't have a clue. Sometimes they just get caught in the eye, you're pulling them through. Needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay. Bus, nearly touching this dirty retreat, falling out, six and pout, a dead sweat in my teeth. I'm gonna walk, 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 four more blocks, plus the one in my brain, down, downstairs, to the man, he's gonna make it all okay. I can't beat myself, I can't beat myself, and I don't wanna talk. Taking a cure so I can be quiet wherever I want. So leave me alone, you ought to be proud that I'm getting good marks. Needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay.
Recommend that you check this one out. It's actually pretty cool. He has his own, Sad Kermit has his own MySpace, as well as a web page where you can download all of his tracks free of charge.
Yeah, and you can request new songs.
And request new songs. What have you requested, Moggy?
I only requested one, I Don't Blame You by Cat Power.
Oh.
Hmm.
I'm not too sure what I'd request Sad Kermit to do. I don't want to put any pressure on him. He seems rather unstable as it is. And
But, you know, this gives him something to live for.
He gives
songs for all you beautiful people out there.
Yeah, there are testimonials on his MySpace about how Sad Kermit helps him through the rough times.
They thought they were going to kill themselves, and then suddenly they heard the inspirational words of, or the inspirational voice of Kermit, and went, there's something to live for.
That is actually a wonderful thing, but I'm actually cynical of the uplifting power of emo music, that even though you might be able to relate to someone, the message is not exactly very powerful. It is powerful, but it's not exactly very uplifting. As in, we recognize you're in a rut, but you can stay in there, and you can dress cool too.
Well, according to his bio, he does melodramatic emo.
Melodramatic emo.
Yes. Which I thought was just kind of like an oxymoron, but...
Well, I thought that the majority of emo was melodramatic, a bit over the top. How could this happen to me? I've made my mistake. Oh, for the sake of,
don't sing again, please don't.
Oh, my ow, my pride. Oh, I better not do a private performance for Simon Cowell. He gets stuck into me, just like a fat person gets stuck into something delicious. I was feeling wise and insightful about half an hour ago, and that's what I've been reduced to.
Speaking of fat, have you heard about WeFit calling people fat?
Yes, I have heard about this. Apparently, there are parents that are a little bit sensitive about their people being labelled, quote, overweight or, quote, obese, which is managed according to the BMI, which, according to most medical professionals, is a complete load of boo-hickey. So,
right, but that's what the WeFit is for, Dad. Tell you that you're out of shape and you need to get your fat ass off the couch and into some sort of exercise regimen.
I've been told that the yoga regimen on WeFit is actually very intensive, especially since you've got quite little space to plant yourself.
This is true. I mean, yoga is pretty hardcore anyway. It took me quite a long time to be able to sustain myself for an hour of doing yoga. But yeah, I can't imagine on such a tiny space and how they would measure it. I don't know. I would never actually purchase a Wii Fit,
but
I would try it out.
The thing about these particular tiles is that it kind of fits in with a more casual genre, kind of like Brain Age, where at the beginning you start playing, and usually you will score quite poorly. Saying if you're 20, you're probably going to start off with a brain age of around about 54. And what you do is that you work on it and make it better.
You have brain age of stupid.
And I think that's what the Wii Fit is actually trying to work towards, is that even though you might be, quote, overweight, unquote, it's about working on developing those good habits, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Did you also hear that, well, I don't know if this is happening in Australia as well, but I believe it was a company that I will not mention, that is putting out its own Wii Fit exercise regimen that's more catered to the Western world through the download channels.
To the what?
For the more Western type
exercises
as opposed to the Japanese.
So instead of yoga, we'd like have aerobics Oz style or something like that?
Right, aerobics, jazzercise, whatever you want to call it.
Maybe we could get the guy on the phone so he could have a little bit of Taibo thrown in there as well. I'm not quite too sure how a pressured Matt would be able to work on Taibo, but they'll find a way. Probably something to do with a... maybe if you were to mix like the Wii Fit along with the iToy, then maybe you might be able to come up with something.
There are a number of developers who have said that they want to develop for the system, and I think there was an announcement this week that EA has announced a new game using the Wii Fit board.
That could actually be pretty good, because I'm cynical as well, so it could work out good, it could work out bad, but we'll tear it to pieces whether it's good or bad, and if it's tasty, then we'll swallow it and accept it and regurgitate it for our babies in Radio Land. Yes, that is 25 past thinking.
Yes, I think we'll wrap it up. So let's go to a track.
You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
Yeah, Bjork, raise your flag. Hiya, hi. I promised I wouldn't sing. I'm sorry. I apologize to everyone out there. I got carried away, and I promise that it won't happen for at least another 20 minutes.
You're on Leash Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9.
Now, the situation in the studio is rather bleak. Our internet is down, and we've been reverted to the stage of caveman. In fact, the only way we are on the air right now is thanks to a fantastic backup generator that we have that is made up of rabbits in little tiny wheels that spin around really, really quickly chasing after rabbits, and something to do with bees and pulleys, and we are lit here today by a fire. That's keeping us also warm, saving us. CDs burn well. And in case you can't tell, I'm being sarcastic. But seriously, the internet is down, and we're bitching about it behind its back.
No SMS topic, no emails.
But we still have the phones up. Hooray!
Yes, if you want to...
But no web stream.
No web stream?
No.
It's down. So does that mean that nobody in Colorado can hear you right now?
Right, but then they can go ahead and get the podcast later.
Yes. That's the spirit.
Yes, and we'll be continuing on the podcast into the second season.
Now, Catton, what gripes do you have about technology?
What gripes do I have?
What gripes? Do you have a grudge or anything that you'd like to get off your chest while you can get away with it?
Well, I actually usually embrace technology. I love shiny new things.
Don't we all?
So off the top of my head, I really, really don't have one. I really do hate people that talk loudly on their cell phones, though.
Yeah, where am I? Yeah, I'm somewhere. I'm underneath a tunnel.
Oh, no, I told that bitch that I wasn't going to come today.
Yeah, this gets particularly irritating if you work on in service industries like cafes, where you've got people trying to order their coffee and carry a conversation at the same time, as well as if you've got places like public libraries, as well as uni libraries, where they not only say, "Shh, I can't talk right now, I'm sorry," it's more like, "Yeah, totally, what? No way, no way." No way. I've got a gripe about technology that I'd like to share.
Do share.
And that is the fact that it's a little condition that is affecting our culture right now. It's a little a virus called affluenza. And the symptoms are compulsively buying new televisions for every room in your household, including the front, including your toilet. And, pretty much, you don't need new ones. In fact, people are replacing things that are perfectly good, things that are perfectly new, and it baffles the mind, especially for a person such as myself that doesn't have a particularly high income, buying a third plasma screen TV with an Xbox, as well as lava lamps everywhere, and another car, and it makes me wonder... Why? Because it seems as though...
That'd be cool.
It's toxic, is what it is. Anti-capitalist Heathcliff. Down with the bourgeoisie, as they say.
But I love having TVs in my bedroom and my living room. I don't actually have anywhere else to put it.
Well, they just don't make stuff like they used to. As well, not only do you have the pressure to keep on buying new stuff, they keep on bringing out new stuff that's slightly better than the old one, but has enough features to make it actually worth getting.
Well, there's like ones that come in so many goddamn multiple flavors.
What do you mean, Moggy?
Well, there's a certain console I won't talk about. It's really, really hard to choose which one, because on one hand, it's cheaper, and it's more affordable, but on our hand, you're totally raped in terms of backwards compatibility.
So, this is the message that I have for you people that perpetrate capitalism and consumerism in our society, and that is...
Which is like everybody here.
Which is everybody here, possibly including myself, because I know that I'm filling black balloons into the atmosphere. You know what I'm talking about. Going back to what I was saying... I've forgotten what I was about to say. Oh, yes, that is right. There is a certain curve where physical luxury is gets to a point where you get to a point of comfort, but that comfort and the properties that you need to maintain it become often so high that it actually becomes a greater stress and a burden to actually maintain that kind of lifestyle. Now, I'm not actually advocating going off and living in the sticks and...
Living freeganism.
And freeganism. But living to a point of comfort is all that's really necessary, because what you have beyond that point is obsessive burdens of credit card debt, as well as keeping up with the Invisible Joneses next door. And I've been told to wrap it up.
Yes, we're going on a tangent here.
It's not a tangent. I've just been told to shut up. Which is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. You're on Joy 94.9. What are we talking about now?
You were going to sing for us.
No, it hasn't been 20 minutes yet.
Well, Kat, I was talking to you later today. I think it was about the joys of the arcade.
Oh.
Yes. How I spent like a good $6 to $10 on a single machine.
That's a lot for Moggy. An awful lot.
Yes. I know.
But it was very enjoyable, was it not? Yes. Worth the $6?
Yes, it was. I think it's more about the experience, because I have the handheld version of the arcade game. The arcade game I was playing. And you actually worked in the arcade for a while, didn't you?
I did. It was actually a great job, because I would just show up, sometimes hungover, and...
We did not advocate overconsumption of alcohol on this radio station.
Right.
Yes, no,
but it's an undeniable truth, and we are truth tellers.
It happens. But I would basically sit there and eat all of their candy behind the counter that you get with the tickets from the machine, and play pinball and Tekken 5, awesome. And that would be my day at the arcade.
I know a person that worked in an arcade, and he became a master of all the dance games, like Dance Dance Revolution, as well as, what's the one with the hand movements?
Power.
You can be a Japanese pop star right at Crown Casino. I don't know anywhere else it has it. But
well,
it gives
I don't
away
like to
cheap
play those
games
in public, because people always look at you and they watch you, and then you get really self-conscious about that sort of thing. Whereas when you're playing Capcom versus SNK2 and knocking the snot out of somebody, it's a little different. I can't really do Dance Dance Revolution in public.
Well, that's the thing. It's more... The reason why that people still are going to arcades is because there's the whole atmosphere. The whole noise, the whole people gathering around to watch some uncoordinated person fail miserably.
And then talk about you afterwards at the local mall burger joint by the arcade.
But one thing that I have noticed around the video caves that I have is that you generally have high school age people round about, I'd say about 13 to about 17. And pretty much what they do is that they'd hang around the Dance Dance Revolution machines all day long, and it would be the source of pride and the entire thing that bound them all together. Now, usually you'd find that dancing would bind people together in movies about hip-hop or ballroom dancing, but no, it's standing in front of, or behind, as I should say, a square with four pressure-sensitive mats doing it online with
or
a screen.
Eight, if you usually, like, pump it up.
And what irritates me to this to no end is that while you've got these young people pretty much having the entire culture and congregating around it, I think is the best term for it, it doesn't give me much opportunity to play it for myself. Which, it might be selfish of me to tear apart their culture just for my own selfish gain.
It's particularly annoying when they just don't... They don't even put money into it. They just mime the dance steps from in the demo.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained, as far as I'm concerned.
You need to put your quarter on there and be like, that's mine. I'm next.
You cannot...
Muscle your way in.
You cannot score without putting in a little bit of cash. You can interpret that however you like.
Do you think that... we'll still see arcades and... Yeah, or do you think it's dying? Because it's still huge in Japan, but... Right here, the whole scene's starting to die down. Because now we have... Now the whole music genre is being ported over to the consoles with things like Rock Band and such. Silence.
It's the sound of silence. Well, if I may put my quarter into the hat, I don't believe that's the expression, but I believe...
Quarter into the slot.
Quarter into the slot, I think, is a good one. That the demographic will probably change. What we are seeing now is a demographic change, how the arcade is not necessarily going to be the domain of children and young people so much anymore. But what you're going to find is that you're going to have interactive gyms. So instead of actually getting a yacht out, or a kayak, or anything else out, and taking it along the grungy Yarra River, you can sit in a nice, cozy, air-conditioned gym and actually just row down a nice river somewhere that's completely virtual. Or you could cycle across places, or you could dance.
I have played that game, and I must say it is ridiculously difficult.
The rowing one or the cycling one?
The rowing one, yes. I was virtually rafting down this river, and I could never make it down on time, no matter how hard I paddled. It's very frustrating.
Because you generally find that most popular video game arcade games are the ones with the certain special kinds of peripherals that are difficult to port over. As well as you've got, like, the cheesy games of skill, which you find, like, your chunky cheese or whatever it is.
Well, that's the whole thing now, that thing, games like Rock Band and Guitar Hero 4 and Rock Revolution, now that they're bringing over game mechanics that were previously only in the arcade, are we going to see the death of the music genre, which is the biggest genre at the moment in the arcade?
You know, they've been talking about that for many years, and the decline of people going to arcades. Excuse me. And I, for one, hope not, because I actually love going to the arcade. Love.
Now, the one thing that seemed really cool to me is that, I'm not too sure about Australia, that there are some high schools in the United States that actually bought Dance Dance Revolution machines to apparently assist in combating being a trooper in the war against obesity. And that's one that I can actually really dig. It's a way of also increasing school funds and school spirit and all those under...
We don't actually call it DDR here. We call it by the... I don't know why we actually have a name change. It's called Dancing Stage.
Dancing Stage?
Yes. Konami have changed the name for European and Australian regions.
Oh. That's much easier to say than DDR.
It sounds cool.
But maybe the future of that particular genre is maybe redefining what the dancing actually is. I mean, we've got the Wii Fit dancing, which is step onto the mat, step off the mat, step onto the mat, jump on the mat. Well, I don't know, I haven't played it. I really haven't. But maybe you could have, like, a ballroom dancing, or maybe tango. I would love to do the Tango Maureen on a machine.
I think there's line dancing in there.
Line dancing. That would be pretty good, because you could do the Nutbush.
You know, you could come to Colorado and learn how to line dance.
In fact, I believe it should become an initiative of Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter that we should introduce, once again, the social dances, where all the young people could come together and do YMCA,
the Macarena,
and they could go back in the car, and pregnancy would occur, unfortunately. Yeah, it's the good old-fashioned ways.
Yes, the good old-fashioned ways.
No, I can't support that, I'm sorry.
Okay, let's
but anyway.
Let's go to a track and compose ourselves.
Yes, you're on Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9, here for the next 20 minutes.
We're unprepared, and we're chugging along rather well.
Don't tell me we're unprepared. Shh.
You can catch Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9, live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.
It's actually summer where you are, isn't it right, Kat?
I bet it would be spring. It's autumn here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, spring. That's all topsy-turvy.
Yes, hot snow falls up where it is in where Catton is in Colorado. Isn't that right?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Hot snow falls up.
Snow falls up.
Hot yes, snow yes. Falls up.
Hot snow?
Quite amazing. When you're walking down the street and you get snowflakes up your nose. Because you're going the wrong way.
But where do you think snow goes?
It's supposed to go on your head, not up your nose.
Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids.
It melts and then goes away. We'll just leave it like that.
All right, breaking news. Well, it's already broken because it's a couple of days old.
This is kind of a follow-up to last week, one of the stories I did last week in Geeky News about a guy who had a really witty name, a gamer tag on his live account.
And what was that gamer tag?
The Gayer Gamer.
Mm-hmm.
And had it suspended, and he was forced to change it.
And what was the reason for that suspension?
It was deemed offensive to the greater Xbox community.
And was there any complaints?
There was quite an outcry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened this week?
Well, they've kind of gone one step too far.
In what way?
They've banned another gamer tag with the word gay in it, but unfortunately it's the player's actual real name.
Now, I believe it was Richard Dick something?
Richard Gayson or something.
No, oh yeah, Richard Gay. Did you read about this, Catton?
I did. It was Gaywood?
Oh, yeah, Gaywood.
Richard Gaywood, it would be a good porn name, actually.
But Richard Gaywood.
But unfortunately, this is an actual person's name, which has been banned.
Right, and it seems a little ridiculous because it is his name, and it wasn't something like the Gayer Gamer, which was much more descriptive of being gay, I guess, which is also a crime in the Xbox Live world.
But if you didn't know it was the person's actual name, how would you were to interpret that as a gamer tag?
Oh, he must be a porn star.
Well, it didn't really come off as offensive. I don't think even a parent would go, it's not that offensive.
Well, the thing that seems surprising about this is that when it comes to usernames in particular, the Xbox Live service, along with a lot of other MMOs and other servers of that similar branch, they tend to exclude, or at least they try to remain as neutral as they can when it comes to what political, social, religious groups. But what you find is that in the actual content of the games where you play online, generally you're an American person that is blowing up people from the Middle East, which I find rather hypocritical because of the different messages that they actually send out. That even though you cannot be a practicing Muslim or so on the Xbox Live service, you can feel free to blow them up and talk about it with your friends. What do you have got to say to that? I've took the words right out of your mouth, and evidently it wasn't while I was kissing you. I've stumped Moggy. He's got his head up to the microphone right now.
I don't really know what to say about it. But yeah, this is kind of sad after, particularly after the Xbox Live, or the Xbox Magazine, did this great article about how homophobia in Live, which has been incredibly rampant, has...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, should be stopped, and you should really let the game... Really, your ranking due to talking rather than your mouth.
Makes sense to me. So if a person is experiencing homophobia at Xbox Live, what can they do about it?
Well, you can just report them. That's the easiest thing. Or, decrease their rep.
Is there any actual protection to against hate speech according to... the Xbox Live Charter of Practice or Codes of Practice?
Yeah, it's against the rules.
But, and what penalties are there?
Expulsion from, deletion of your gamer tag and your account from...
Having all the homos jump on at once and beat the snot out of you in Halo.
On Legendary.
And what else can be done?
Just meet the buggers.
Well, I suppose it's a case of what you don't know can't hurt you.
I don't use the microphone at all when playing against random people or in ranked matches.
You know, I don't either, unless I'm playing with the people I'd actually met on the forums. I usually don't. I actually turn mine on mute and listen to what everyone else has to say, but I won't participate in the talking, because sometimes, you know, you're on a team and you kind of have to figure out what's going on and where you're going, but I really don't like using
the
headset.
It does make co-op a drag.
It's actually true of many of my friends who are even straight that don't like listening to these retards talk.
Well, what are you going to say to a person that you've never met on the internet, other than how badly you're going to mop the floor with their face? It's not as though you're going to be discussing what's the best setting on your toaster to bake tea crumpets. No, you're not. Unless it somehow went on a tangent like that, like this radio show just did.
It always seems to happen when you're on.
Oh, it's a sad condition. And we are 10 minutes to the hour on Joy 94.9. How many of those minutes did I fill up with my own gas bagging?
But yes, let's get back. Let's just wrap up this subject. Yes, they won't, as per their rule, they won't reinstate his gamertag back.
Even though it's his actual name.
Yes, because they have a rule that even if it's gone for good.
Hmm.
It's like how they deal with the cheater system that they're implementing, or they've implemented. How once you've been branded a cheater, you've been branded a cheater for life. You can't get that lifted.
How easy is it for a person to get another gamer tag, or at least another account?
You've got to pay for a new gamer tag. Except if you get told to change it, then it's a free gamer tag change.
Which is a penalty, I suppose, because it's your hard-earned money. So, hate speech on...
Or is the incentive act bad, and then you get your name changed?
Well, you got to draw. You got to tread carefully between name change and expulsion, even though the situation behind it would probably vary quite a bit. All right, inappropriate username means a name change. Hate speech based on pregnancy or sexuality or race or ethnicity or gender.
Discrimination is bad.
Discrimination is bad. And let the guns do the talking if it's a first-person shooter. Or let your Uno skills.
And Microsoft, while we know you're being... your heart's in the right place. Sally, you got it wrong this time.
Still, it's a better system than what Nintendo has.
Yes, we'll leave it on that. We'll leave it on that now.
You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.
Time for us to get ready to go and go to bed.
Or not, if that may be.
Your day's just starting, isn't it, Caden? So
it is. I'm actually going to go to the gym after this, and then...
Yeah, buff up.
Buff up. Be a beefcake.
You know what? Maybe. I think it was disproven, but maybe if they could get the people on the treadmills and the cycles to actually make them the generators of the lighting around the place... Maybe there will be few less black balloons being released into the atmosphere. But that's a...
She doesn't know about the whole black balloons thing. I'll just explain it a bit to her. The black balloons thing was this initiative by our government about saving energy, and whenever you turn on something, it supposedly creates a black balloon of... a certain amount of black balloons of greenhouse gases.
Sadness and hate?
Huh?
Black balloons of sadness and hate into the atmosphere?
Yes, basically. Sadness and hate. Yeah, if you equate sadness and hate to greenhouse gases.
Trapping our precious... trapping those solar rays. Who do those black balloons think they are? We had Sad Kermit on today's program, which, in case you didn't check it out, was Kermit the Frog. It's a parody.
It's an adult parody.
Discretion for children is advised, and it's... to reiterate, I believe the best way to say it is that it's depressing songs done by Kermit the Frog.
Yes, after he spiral into sadness and depression.
Check him out on Google. Just Google Sad Kermit. He's got a MySpace, his own website. Mm-hmm. Check it out. You can download the tracks for free from the website and the MySpace. Not as though we're endorsing that kind of thing. We believe that people should be happy. After all, this is 3JOY, Joy... On the FM band, if you are listening to us on the AM band, well, evidently you're not, and because we're not streaming online, well, that puts that out of the equation.
Yeah, so sadly, it's local at the moment.
What did we learn on today's show?
We learnt
reflection is good.
Yes, the more you know.
The more you know.
Yes. I wish a giant shooting star would. Would like come up whenever I say that. Whenever I learn something new.
Well,
shooting star across the top of your head.
Everybody sitting by their radios probably wouldn't be able to appreciate it, even if it were true. What did we learn today? Well, arcades are...
Black balloons are bad.
Black balloons are bad. What you want is red balloons. 99 of them, preferably.
Luft balloons.
Just the way it was intended to be. Here on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter and Joy 94.9. I don't believe it actually covered an awful lot of what we covered on today's show. So evidently we haven't learned anything. So evidently we are destined... We are destined to make the same mistakes we did. But next week we should have the internet back. And with the internet back, we cannot speak against it. Otherwise it will get us. Like it has got every aspect of our lives.
It'll be like, one day we'll be like Tron.
Tron. No, Tron, we're not going to live inside computers.
Maybe one day. Maybe we'll be like the Mega Man. What is it?
The Battle Network?
Yeah, Battle Network games where we carry around these little... We carry around these little avatars and make them battle against each other for no apparent reason and make them explore these incredible...
Make your avatar better. Yeah. So people can run around and call you Beefcake.
One thing I didn't get about that whole thing is that, like in the anime and the game, nearly all the problems in that game are caused by the fact that they've made the internet a physical manifestation.
That it's not actually a bunch of ones and zeros. It's a place where your avatar can run around.
It's like Second Life, but only Mega Man-ish.
Second Life, only Mega Man-ish.
Anyway, it's time to sign out. This is Moggy, Heathcliff, and Catton saying goodbye.
So long. Bye. And thank you for all the fish. And, bring a towel. It could come in handy. But a clean one. You don't want to catch anything.
And we're going to leave you off now with Where I Stood by Missy Higgins. Does she have quite a strong lesbian following in the United States, I hear?
Who?
Missy Higgins.
I don't know who that is, actually.
Coming up next on Joy 94.9, we have the overnight turntable. I think it's usually starts off with Adam Stobbs with Allegro Non Troppo. What will he bring us tonight? Probably the same thing he brought us last night, but it's better than nothing. Dead air is dead air, literally.
Anyway, it's time to say goodbye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I don't know what I've done, or if I like what I've begun.
You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.